This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What is up?
What's happening?
This is The Shade.
Right here.
On Active FM.
With Gloire.
Me, Sash.
Tabo.
And today, yes, you read our title correctly. If you don't want to go to hell, then subscribe.
Subscribe.
Not to us.
Ping.
Not to us.
Oh.
Yeah, no, to us. As all the YouTubers out there would say, then hit that like button. Hit on the subscribe.
Hit the notification bell. Hit the bell.
Yeah, and your life will never be the same, and neither will your afterlife.
Afterlife?
Yeah, because if you don't want to go to hell.
Oh!
That was delayed. That was really delayed. You should be ashamed. Yeah. Anyway. So, like, that is a very odd title. I know. It is a very odd title. And yeah. I didn't say it. I didn't come up with it. Like, this is what happened, right?
Okay.
So, you know how on Instagram... You get those people that post like those videos that are like showing you like scary or spiritual or weird things, and then there's that background music. You know I'm talking about, right? Like that weird, but yes, and every you just feel spooky. Yeah, it's like, and they're like, did you know that in the year 1981 that okay, yeah. So we've all seen videos like that, right? Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So then what happened was I saw this video where this chick, it's very hectic. She's busy talking about how like people dug a hole, like the deepest man dug hole, right?
Yeah.
And it gets to a point where the diggers, they recorded audio of what they actually heard, and there was people screaming. And there's, if you don't know, there's that whole theory that in the center of the earth, there is
hell,
right?
Of course.
And they're like, oh, flip, we might have just found like a gateway to hell. But then the problem, so that like the video was normal. I've heard that theory. I might believe that theory. You know, like that was, the video was normal. But the end is what got me. I literally stopped and I just laughed. And so I'm going to play this reel for you.
All
right. This is by Tracy Coston. She's on Instagram. And then we are going to take it further.
They find the gates of hell. Listen to this.
This is the deepest man-made hole on Earth. It goes 7.5 miles deep. It took 19 years to dig.
What?
Many strange things were discovered during the dig. But when they lowered a microphone all the way down this hole, they caught this audio. Leading many to think that the digging penetrated the gates of hell, allowing the screams of the dead to be heard.
Now, what's super interesting to me about this video is whether or not that recording is real. So many testimonies of people who have had visions of being taken into hell say that they were brought down into the center of the earth. You don't ever want to go to hell? Then subscribe now to learn more about Jesus and watch the video down below.
If you don't want to go to hell, then subscribe now.
Watch more.
I was like, what? Wait, what?
Okay.
What?
Whoa.
So,
that's a dope scream, though. That scream caught me.
Oh, you didn't expect it to be that hectic.
How do you fake that one? Wow.
You know, yeah.
It's hectic, it was man.
Yeah, but that... So the legitimacy of the video, the content, that's not my issue. For me, it was the statement, if you don't want to go to hell, then subscribe. I was like, what? Is this the world we live in now? Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, at one point in history, it was, if you don't want to go to hell, pay the church. You know, that did happen, unfortunately, in the church's history. Mm-hmm. No, we are past that now. We are now at the point where people are like, bro, if you don't want to go to hell,
bro,
subscribe. What?
I suppose, like, after you watch the video, you know, your emotions are...
Your emotions are moved.
Receptive.
That doesn't mean
receptive
you are
for
saved
you to subscribe.
And reborn.
No. There are high chances that you're going to subscribe.
Or you're just going to be like, ah, that was fake and move on.
But the scream, though.
Yeah.
That scream is hectic.
There's acting double. Have you never heard of a thing called acting?
Wow. Then actors are liars.
They are liars. Wow. Yeah. So basically what we thought is we would look at like really weird ways that okay, no, I'm not saying like, I think that like people that subscribe to her Instagram, you know, their life, especially if she's telling them about Jesus and all of that, like that's cool.
I mean, yeah.
But it was just the statement that was like, if you don't want to go to hell, then
subscribe.
Like she could have said, if you don't want to go to hell, then make sure you know Jesus. And if you want to know more about Jesus, then subscribe.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand what I'm saying? That
but,
means,
you, She meant that, though.
She was like, no, I know, but it just came out like whack. Like, if you don't want to go to hell, subscribe. Like, yeah, that's like manipulation, like, whoa, one on one. Whoa. Yeah.
Peak clickbait.
Right? That is the true definition of clickbait
there. And then you die. And then she's like, I told you to subscribe.
No.
Yo, that would be crap.
That's dark. That's very dark.
Imagine you in hell. I told you to subscribe.
And she's also there.
Wait, but you're here
too. But you're here too.
I can't subscribe to myself.
This is intense. Okay, yeah. So yeah, we're going to look at like ways that people have like decided that this is how you need to get to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Thabo, I know you have done some very in-depth research.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my research, right, is more of, because you know, as a person, you know, you want to go to heaven. As a person, you know, you want to go to heaven, you know, but taking your loved one to heaven is more special. Because you know that they're in heaven, right?
All right.
Doesn't make sense, but yeah. So I've found seven ways. So seven weird ways that different cultures send their loved ones to heaven. So these are traditions.
So there's like a like spiritual delivery service.
Yeah, so things they do to, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, make sure that the person is on the other side, right?
Mm.
Okay, so number one, we have the sky burial.
The sky burial.
So sky burial is common in Tibet among Buddhists who believe in the value of sending their loved ones' souls toward heaven. In this ritual, bodies are left outside.
What?
Often cut into pieces for birds and other animals to devour. This serves the dual purpose of eliminating the now empty vessel of the body and allowing the soul to depart, also embracing the circle of life and giving substance to animals.
So the birds are taking the person to heaven, in other words?
No. I think so they eliminating the body so that the soul can leave. You know what I'm saying?
So the soul is stuck inside of the body?
Something along those lines.
That's intense.
But yeah.
That's kind of like how, think about it. Like, imagine being stuck inside your body and they bury you underground.
I think, you know, it's
oh, well, that's...
It's all about sending the person, yeah?
That's very weird. That's very traumatizing as well. Imagine like looking outside and there's your mom.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to see. Maybe you leave them like somewhere far. You know?
Still.
Yeah. There's weirder ones.
Oh.
Okay. So, this is a Madagascan tradition.
Okay. So what was the first one? Sorry, Indonesia.
The first one was Tibet.
Oh.
So, Tibet. So Buddhist.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Madagascar. Dancing with the dead.
What?
Best describes the burial tradition in Madagascar. In Famadihana.
Hey.
The Malagasy people open the tombs of their dead every few years and re-wrap them in fresh burial clothes. Each time the dead get fresh wrappings, they also get a fresh dance near the tomb while music plays all around. This tradition, translated as the turning of the bones, is meant to speed up decomposition and push the spirit of the dead toward the afterlife.
So these people literally believe that your soul cannot leave your body until your body has decomposed.
Mm.
Well,
basically.
So if they burn you, I guess they wouldn't believe in cremating then.
That's
why, because they'll burn your spirit.
No,
we have no clue. That's those two cultures, though.
Okay.
All right. So and then we have the water burial. So many cultures, especially in Nordic countries, have embraced water in their rituals of choice for the dead. From laying coffins atop cliffs faced toward the water, to actually...
Yes, letting them go on water.
Yeah, to actually using the water as a burial ground. Some set bodies adrift in death ships.
Yeah. Either do they set them alight?
Some do.
Okay.
Either along... That. Yeah.
In movies. That sounded so dark. Like, what?
Like, well, we've seen that. The heck? Where have you been?
Yeah, I don't know. My great grandfather. Yeah, I got to set him alight. It was pretty cool. No, I'm joking.
It was fire.
Wow.
So, sending bodies adrift in death ships, either along a river or sent out into the ocean, giving the bodies back to the gods or places most valued by people of the area.
Right.
So you're giving the person back.
Or you're just giving a shark lunch.
Or you're just giving, yeah.
You know what? I thought about that. Why not just... I mean, it sounds weird, but if you're going to put a body in water, might as well just feed the hungry animals.
Would a shark eat a corpse?
Same thing I was thinking, though. Depends on the
condition. Because they're attracted to blood.
Maybe if blood when you die. You're like... Wasn't that a myth?
What?
The fact that sharks can...
No, they can smell blood.
No, okay.
But maybe when they see you, they just eat you.
I don't think it works like... I was also thinking, because I don't know about sharks specifically, but I know there's certain animals that will only eat fresh kill.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, lions, and that if they didn't kill it, they don't eat it.
Maybe a shark is the same.
Maybe there, though, is, like, scavenger animals. So, like, a hyena will eat that. So, maybe there's, like, something like that in the ocean. I don't know.
Scavenger shark.
Nah. A hyena. A shark that laughs.
Yeah, look, maybe if they do consume a corpse, it would have to be, like, just
fresh.
Died.
Yeah. Damn. Fresh corpse.
Which is not going to happen because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have the parade. So, celebrating the life of the deceased can take many forms. A tradition in Varanasi, India, involves parading the dead through the streets.
What?
The bodies dressed in colors that highlight the virtues of the dead.
Whoa. I'm like ultra thinking like Mexico's Day of the Dead, where everyone just like paints skulls on their face. They parade the dead.
Yeah.
Actual dead people.
I think I've seen this in my textbook, yeah.
What?
Somehow.
That's messed up, man.
Maybe
I'm
they
sorry.
Cover the person, but they like parade.
No, it just says they dress them. Dressing is not like...
Ooh, imagine like... No, man.
Okay, sorry. Continue. You're telling us the colors. I just had to clarify that.
Yeah, but they use colors to describe the person.
Yeah.
So red for purity or yellow for knowledge, for example, in an effort to encourage souls to reach salvation, ending the cycle of reincarnation, the bodies are sprinkled with water from the Ganges River. And then cremated at the town's main cremation grounds. Yeah. They parade you one last time. And then they...
How did you say they bury you?
They show you fire.
How did you say they bury you? Did they say you mentioned it?
They cremate you. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, to get them.
Because I don't know if it's going to fall under anything that you're going to speak about. And I'm not sure also if it's Indians. But there's one culture that where they bury you. And whatever crosses your graves first is what they believe you come back as.
Isn't that Indian as well? I think I've also it's Indian. Heard that, yeah.
So if a rat passes your grave, they think that you'll be reincarnated as a rat.
Yeah, I think the problem is that India is big.
Yeah, I was also going to say that. And there's a lot of like different like mini subcultures in the larger culture. So this is probably...
But the last three are hectic.
Oh, great.
I'll read. So we have the Tower of Silence.
The Tower of Silence?
Yes.
Okay.
So one... Zoroastrian tradition requires vultures to keep its ancient burial ritual alive.
Okay.
In that tradition, a body is believed to defile everything it touches, including the ground and fire.
Oh.
And raising a corpse to the sky for vultures to devour was historically the only option.
Okay.
So bull's urine is used to clean the body before tools, which are later destroyed and are used to cut off clothing. The corpse is then placed atop a tower of silence out of the way of the living who could be tainted by it.
Why do they use bull's urine?
To cleanse it. Yes. Cleanse it.
To cleanse. Because
my next question, I don't think I should say.
Yeah, you know, there are some things that defy logic. That is one of them.
What?
The way the cleaning cleaning the body with
I'm
bull's
just like,
urine.
I'm like, how did they get it?
To yeah.
How do you, they tame it, man? And
maybe they took the bull to the river and made it drink a lot of water.
And then they just put a bucket.
And then they pressured it to.
They pressured it.
Hey man, hey. Time is going.
They just like sat on it and like.
Yeah, he's gotta go, man. He's gotta go.
Remember so and so. Oh, snap. Yeah.
That's intense, man. But then they won't touch the body, so that's why they cut the clothes off. So in other words, that person's naked in the air while being eaten by vultures.
In the air on top of what?
So then I think they put sticks. Them on like a rock. I don't know.
Because if they touch the ground, they defile it.
And then they curse the land.
But
so in other words, vultures are... So they obviously see vultures as defiled creatures because vultures can eat the dead.
Yes.
But then the vulture's going to land on the floor and then... this thing doesn't make sense, man.
As long as the vulture's stomach doesn't touch the floor.
And then the vulture gets rid of the person that it just ate in form of waste. The waste is on the floor.
Yes. So, the second last one. So, ashes to death beds. While countless burial traditions around the world include cremation, South Koreans have taken it to a step further by turning the ashes of the deceased into beads.
What?
These beads have a bit of shine to them and come in an array of colors, from pink or black to turquoise, placed inside glass vases or even open in dishes. The beads can then take center stage inside a home, a more decorative choice than a conventional urn. In a country where space is at a premium and cremation is becoming the only realistic choice for burying the dead, getting something beautiful out of the process gives loved ones a new tradition to embrace and an heirloom to treasure.
I don't know. I hear what they're saying, you know, but I don't know if I want beads of a loved one in my house.
I feel like it's a risk because things can happen.
And also someone could just like be playing with...
Yeah, exactly.
Not even realizing it. I suppose they know though, like if they see beads, maybe they're like, the dead person right there.
But the urn is... Yeah, the urn is the one, man.
Yeah.
Last one.
All right, last one.
So the last one is an array of Filipino traditions. Mm-hmm. So it's a quick thing of how the Filipinos do, because they have a lot of different traditions. So we promised, this is the site talking. We promised 7 unique burial rituals, but when it comes to the Philippines, there are just too many to choose from. The Tinguan people dress the deceased in the fanciest of clothes and sit the body on a chair, often placing a lit cigarette in the lips.
Okay.
While the Bengue people blindfold their dead before placing them in the chairs at the entrance of the home.
Oh, that's freaky.
Oh, that is hectic.
I would not visit you. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm on the phone, man. If you need to call me, I'm right here.
Okay.
Buddhist monks were made.
That is very weird.
For real?
No, I'm just wondering.
That one's very weird.
The Cubano people dress children attending funerals in red to lessen the chance that they will see ghosts.
What?
The Sagara region features coffins hung from cliffs, bringing the souls of the dead closer to heaven.
Oh.
While people in Cavite often entomb the deceased vertically in a hollowed out tree chosen by the person before death. So they cut a tree open. And then they put the dead person there in a coffin vertically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And the person chooses.
Yeah, the person chooses the tree. Yes. The diversity of regions in Philippines has given rise to the diversity of Filipino burial rituals that come second to none. And that is it. The 8 or 9 or 10 different burial rituals.
This has been very interesting.
Yes. The aim is the person sees heaven.
Yeah. But obviously all of these, we are not saying they are correct. We believe that there is only one way to heaven, and it's not to subscribe.
Yes.
To get to know Jesus.
Yes.
Because he died so that you didn't have to die eternally.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say you need to like.
No. No, guys. Yeah. Liking the show, is not going to get you to heaven. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be that person that's going to manipulate child here.
Where is the Egyptian stuff though, man?
Come with on. The pyramids.
Yeah.
I know the one. Okay, I know two. I know Catholics believe that you have to pray the person's soul into heaven, which is very traumatizing because, like, that's very hectic. Like, I don't know if people are going to pray for me.
On you, man.
Like, do people actually? Yeah. And then the second one is the Mexicans believe the whole remembering the dead keeps them alive in the afterlife, and the minute they are forgotten, yeah. Which is also very hectic, you know, because, like, I mean, do you guys know your great, 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 great? Okay, let me actually just not even go that far. Do you guys know your great grandmother?
No.
Nope. My point exactly.
I don't know my grandfather.
That is not even what. Oh my goodness. He doesn't even know his grandfather. And you know, like, what about the people that we, like, when I was born, I think two of my great grandparents died the year I was born. There's no way. I don't know. I don't even know their names. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I've only met one side of my grandparents, and I was still even too young.
I've also met one.
But, you know, the others died, so.
So it's also, it's a lot of pressure, you know? But that's not the solution. Mm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, guys, there's this. I don't know if it's supposed to be funny, but there's. I'll show you guys the picture. And it's actually supposed to be a joke. It says, let me in. Jesus is knocking on the door. He says, let me in. And the person asks, why? He's like, so I can save you. Then, like, from what? From what? He replies, from what I'm going to do to you if you don't let me in.
Oh, wow. That's a dog.
No, wow. No.
That's
like,
that's
okay.
That's not our
that
goal.
Was taken out of context completely. Yeah,
this is some of the misconceptions that people paint about Christianity and Jesus.
Yeah.
From people with, you know, trust issues.
Ain't true.
It's not true, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I think this has been a very interesting show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks to I can't remember the chick's name for giving us the inspiration to
To do this. Just know there's a body out there sitting on a chair.
With the cigarette in its mouth.
The lit cigarette.
Yeah. As soon as
skeleton on earth.
As soon as you mentioned that, it just took me back to, you know, the Buddhist monks. Because there's once I watched a Thai movie? I think it might have been a Thai movie where they had like a Buddhist monk, which was their god that they worship, and he was also sitting on the chair. So I think it's quite a thing.
Was he alive?
Did he have a cigarette in his mouth?
It was a big statue.
Oh.
Okay, I don't think he had a cigarette, but he was sitting on a chair.
Wow.
And he got stolen.
It's very intense, man.
Oh. What? Was he found? No. Okay.
This has been The Shade from us.
To you.
Fade to Shade.
Stay updated and entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word, Active FM, radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.